It wasn't long after that my parents came home. Needless to say, we were happy to see them. We unlocked the door and let them in and quickly told them what had happened. As we did, I noticed my father. He seemed to turn white. He became very still, and my mother was looking at him. Well, my mom went into the kitchen and started to make dinner. The babysitter had come back from the store with the food. By this time, the rain had stopped, and my dad got my brothers and me and took us outside, and we all sat down at the picnic table. He said he had something he wanted to tell us. A story. He said when he had told us the story, what had just happened with the crazy big guy with the claw for a hand would all start to make sense. When I was 17, I had a summer job working in a Ford factory in Central Michigan. Good job. Wouldn't want to spend my life there, but it was good money for a 17-year-old. And at lunchtime, we got to play baseball. Occasionally, on Friday afternoons, the foreman would let us go a little early. We'd play against the other plants in the town and nearby towns. We had pretty much the best team. I played right field and a little bit of relief pitching. There was a black guy named Jacob. He played shortstop. If Jacob had made it to the big leagues, he probably would be a starting shortstop. He was one of the best players I'd ever seen. He could leap in the air while chasing a ground ball towards third base and change directions while in midair firing a perfect strike to first base. He was also hitting about 385. Shortstop would fire a perfect strike to the first baseman. Well, the first baseman was a huge guy, a hulking guy. Stanley Zalowski. He used to strike out a lot, but he also used to hit a lot of home runs. Everyone called him Stan the Shirker because he was a real lazy bones while on the assembly line. you gotta understand, boys, is back in those days, all the worst jobs were held by the black guys. They worked in temperatures of like 120 degrees, melting steel. One day they went out on strike. Well, back in those days, everyone needed their job. So while all the white guys were sympathetic, none of them went out on strike. And the whistle blew. Everyone came out of the factory. Black workers were there with their picket signs, and they were surrounded by a group of private policemen who were beating them up with sticks. One of the policemen noticed us as we walked over and told us to get back. He said, "Stay the fuck back if you know it's good for you, boys." Meanwhile, they were beating the black workers. Stan the Shirker went over and he grabbed the stick out of one hand from one of the policemen. Hit him in the legs and the man fell down. Two guys ran at Stan and he grabbed them both and he knocked their heads together. And they made a sound like coconuts knocking off each other. And then a guy came up to Stanley and he pulled out a gun. Pointed the gun at Stan. Stan put up his hand. The guy shot directly at Stan the Shirker. The bullet went through his hand and into the body of the guy standing next to him, which was the shortstop. The shortstop Jacob. Both taken to the hospital. Stan the Shirker lost his hand and Jacob lost his life. He couldn't work, and back in those days they didn't have workman's comp, so he lost his job. He took to drinking. One day he took his dog and set out in his old red pickup truck. That was the last we saw of Stan the Shirker, boys. That was 20 years ago. ¶¶